glass specimens showing stress produced by cooling. This is another polarization demonstration. The seven bits of glass in their wooden mounts appear transparent when you do not use polarized light. If you cool glass very suddenly or unevenly, then because the glass contracts unevenly, you set up stresses within the glass. These are not immediately visible, but if you shine polarized light through it, then various patterns of stress lines appear on the samples. The phenomenon is known as photoelasticity, and it's very useful to engineers as a way of identifying stress concentrations in material. You can carry out your own experiment if you use Polaroid sunspecs and look through a piece of armoured glass, toughened glass, as used by the motor industry. You will see that all sorts of stress lines appear within the glass when looked at with your Polaroid sunspecs, and they change as you rotate the plane of polarisation, as you turn the specs round. In this case, you would normally put the samples between two sheets of Polaroid to see the stress concentrations. It's very easy to do these experiments today because we have sheets of polarizer, Polaroid sheet. This was an invention of Edwin Land in the 1930s, in which he took crystals of materials like tourmaline, the traditional polarizing materials, and instead of having to supply a single crystal of the appropriate size to fit, laid out, aligned millions of tiny crystals on a sheet of plastic, so that gave us a polarizer and an analyzer which had a much larger viewing angle than a single crystal.